were just wonderful. And we did have some icy winters and things, but we used to walk. We used to walk to the village. And I remember Jean Carroll was in the village shop. Oh, if Tony was with me, he'd say, "You'll be there for an hour." You're always chatting to people, and you know, everybody was so friendly. And let me just pause for a minute to think. And when Tony then had a fall, he fell going through to the bedroom one evening to put the electric fire on because it was a bit chilly, and he tripped. And he broke his hip. Well, he broke a bone near his hip. And he had a bad time. He was in and out of hospital in Dundee and then in Perth for about 6 months. Mm. But when he was able to come home, Julia Mackenzie Smith was a nurse. And Julia said, "I will come and I will stay. And I'll stay at night if you want me to for the first few days." But I knew she was near and could help. And he did get mobile, but he was using sticks. And I had a hoist to get him in and out of bed and to get home. And of course, that's when different people came to the Glen and we taught them how to play bridge. Most of them could play cards. And we were never, ever stuck on a bad day. Mm-hmm. You just phone up and... Carr Ridley used to come up with his bottle of whiskey. And at 5 o'clock, we would stop playing bridge. And then he would say, "Well, it must be 6 o'clock somewhere over the yardarm," as they say. And so that is what we did.